It is 43 degrees at Immaculate Heart Church in Portland.
It is 41 degrees at the Poto Cathedral of St. James the Greater in Vancouver.
And it's 32 degrees at the Basilica of the Sacred Heart at the University of Notre Dame.
Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
And he is our man at Notre Dame University and the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary media app. It is Mr. Ken Hellenius. Good morning, Ken. How is South Bend, Indiana today?
It is brisk, and there's snow on the lawns that we had from earlier in the week. But David, I have to say this: it seems like an entire year has passed since I've chatted with you last.
I know. Brenda and I were saying the same thing. We haven't talked to you for a while. I think not since the Christmas holiday. How were the holidays for you?
Well, Santa actually brought COVID to our house.
Yes.
Julie and I, my beloved bride, we both had mild cases over Christmas, and all is well. We're fully recovered and all, but we got to just kind of hang around the house in isolation for the week leading into Christmas, and it wasn't until the Feast of the Holy Family that I actually got to leave the house and rejoin the world.
Yes.
But other than that, it was good. Santa managed to still find us and bring other lovely things. I got a grill, like a griddle and a pizza
Ooh,
oven to
nice.
Put in my Traeger.
Nice.
So now I'm going to be doing some wood-fired pizzas.
Oh, I'm coming over.
Come on down.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. I love that. That's funny. I was just watching a repeat of Stanley Tucci's Searching Italy. I don't know if you saw any of those shows, but they were fantastic. And they were doing wood-fired pizzas, and I'm telling you what. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually just watched two episodes last week because we'd heard a lot about this show. And what is it? Why is it that typically we're sitting there, Julie and I, in our easy chairs, eating dinner, watching a show about food?
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And, if you think about it, I mean, we all have to eat. And it's just a joy that it is also a pleasurable thing to do.
Well, and then when you watch Stanley going to these wonderful restaurants in Italy, it's just like it's a perfect combination. It kind of got me inspired to do some cooking this weekend, just watching that.
Yeah. No, well, all you got to do is get out and practice your knife skills.
That's exactly right. I need to do that. Well, we are through the Christmas season now and heading back into ordinary time. And as we make our way to Lent. So, give me your impressions on ordinary time, quote, ordinary, but it's not really ordinary. But as we come out of the Christmas season and head into ordinary time, your reflections on that.
Yeah, well, I think, you've kind of hit upon something that I always like to say, and that is there is almost nothing more exciting than ordinary time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we use this word ordinary to mean, humdrum every day. The word itself comes from the fact that we number the week. And so ordinal numbers, first, second, third, we refer to those as ordinal numbers. And,
right.
And so these Sundays are the first, second, third, fourth Sunday in ordinary time. It makes up the vast book of the whole year, of the liturgical year. On any given year, we'll have 33 or 34 weeks of ordinary time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're in this period between Christmas tide and the beginning of Lent. And so we're going to have this year 8 Sundays of ordinary time together, again, kind of counting for it. And then after Easter time begins, or after Easter time ends, after Pentecost, then we will flip back into ordinary time and we'll pick up on week 11 and go forth all the way to the 33rd Sunday in ordinary time. And I know we've talked before that last Sunday in ordinary time is celebrated as the Feast of Christ the King.
Right.
The image I like to use for ordinary time is actually, I borrowed it from Dante, the great poet Dante.
Right.
His poem on purgatory, the image that he used for purgatory was walking around the outside of a spiral-shaped mountain. And so he was always walking forward, but he was always walking up. And if we think about the church year as a circle, because we start with ordinary time, then we progress through the year through Advent and Christmas and Lent and Easter and ordinary time, we come back to the point where we started. And yet each year when we come back to the third Sunday in ordinary time, I'm a different person this year than I was last year. Even if the readings are the same, mm-hmm. even if the prayers are the same, I have changed and I have hopefully progressed in my Christian journey. And so that's kind of how I think of it, is like Dante's image of walking the spiral up towards heaven. That's what we do together as we progress through ordinary time.
Oh, that's a great image. Speaking with Ken Hellenius, again, he is our mat at Notre Dame University, South Bend, Indiana, and the host of Living Stones, 7:30 Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. So let me ask you this, Ken, as we are in ordinary time now, heading toward Lent, as you said, we have, did you say 6 or 8 weeks of ordinary time?
This year, it's 6.
6 weeks of ordinary time. Does the...
I'm sorry, 8.
8 weeks. Okay, there we go.
8 weeks, yeah.
So are the readings that we hear at Mass during ordinary time, are they set up specifically to lead us toward Lent? Is there any relationship there?
What we actually see, it becomes more clear after Easter time, really. So we are going to see the ministry of Christ portrayed essentially chronologically as we read them in the gospel. Mm-hmm. So of course, Lent and Easter are the culmination of the gospel. So we won't get all the way there in these 8 weeks. We won't get completely to the Lord's passion, mm-hmm. but we're going to see him baptizing. We're going to see him teaching. We're going to hear the parables, and they're going to be presented so that we, too, become like the disciples. Our hearts are being prepared in order to understand and to walk with him in his passion. So,
right.
Yeah, there is a chronological presentation, but because we will be reading the Gospels through the whole year, we're not going to get all the way there by the time Lent begins in these 8 weeks.
Yeah, and I think in looking at the calendar, too, I'd have to double-check this, but does Ash Wednesday fall a little later this year, like the first week of March, if that is later?
It is relatively late. It's March 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
March 2nd is Ash Wednesday this year. And I only know that because it's days before my birthday.
Hey,
my birthday,
how about that?
Is right there at the beginning of March. But March 2nd is relatively late. You know, we calculate Easter based on, there's this great formula. Easter falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Oh.
So that's the formula that we've used since the, like, 400s. Calculating Easter in the Roman Catholic Church, that just happens to be, you know, so we there's always an earliest date is going to be somewhere at the end of March, and the latest date is going to be like the last week in April, and this year it's March, Easter is going to be like on April, I want to say 20th or right. 19th, somewhere in there, so it's rather late.
Yep, there we go. We will begin our journey here in ordinary time. That's not so ordinary, of course. Ken Hellenius, the host of Living Stones, right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Ken, great to talk with you. I know we'll get back into a little bit more of a rhythm of getting you on the air here now that we're through the holiday season, but wish you all the best. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Take care. God bless.
God bless.